hours of erratic flybys, and he's still a pacing mess. Bumbling along from jukebox to bar to his isolated post near the side door, spanking his brow with furious adjustments. Back and forth he goes, no drip here. Leavening his inner pabulum with tinctures of Curly's agitated mewling and Cramden's distressed wounds. Never once, not once, taking his eye off the tube. The ball game's got him in knots, terribly, terribly conflicting knots. Ring-ringing the savage drunk out to the systolic knuckling and splay of his hands. Then along comes the young Turk who thought he could bust one up and in. And Bond sends yet another into the drink. Night skies in abeyance to the ball's drift in the scent. Through the roar and replays, our names up with a bound and cruising a fit of release. He's nimble and hefty at once, a man become bold, hurtling down an imaginary lane of fire and wrath until he zeroes in on his desired point. Shifts his offering to an evocatively vague miss. His hips yanking the jeans down to an unbidden half-life of his ass.
Look, I'm the bartender. I tell this guy to get the fuck out of here. Tell him to go back to the sandbox he crawled out of twice.
Rather satisfied. He sashays in place, an ashtray and cigarette in one hand, and wishes in the other. Welcome. Behold the nexus of his lonely nights at the mirror. Just before the throes of his stars abandoned him.